Hello, everyone. This is John Marks. I'm the editor of CopsAlive.com. Cops Alive was founded to help police officers live happy, healthy, and successful lives both on the job and beyond. And we do that by trying to find all the tools and resources we can to help them do that. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing one of the board of director members from the National Police Wives Association. Linda is not only a member of their board, but is the site administrator for their website, so we have some things in common there. And she has graciously volunteered to talk to us about what it's like to be a police wife and what all is involved in a law enforcement relationship and all that goes with it. So, Linda, thank you very much for being here. I welcome you.
Hi, John. I'm glad to be here also.
Thanks. Why don't we just start by having you tell us a little bit about your family and what it feels like or what it's like to be married to a police officer.
Well, I've been married to my police husband for 11 years, and we've been together since 92, and I have two children from a previous marriage, and they were 6 and 11 whenever my husband and I got together. And now they're grown in their 20s and have kids of their own. So we are proud grandparents of 3 granddaughters.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So obviously you've had, 11, 12 years of experience or more of being involved with a police officer. What's it like to be married to a cop?
Well, it's lonely, challenging, exciting, and scary because of the unknown every time he walks out the door.
Yeah.
And if there's anything major going on in the city where he works, everyone comes to me and assumes that I know everything that's going on just because I'm married to a police officer.
Yeah.
Or I can get him out of speeding tickets. But
oh,
I can't really
well,
that do
too.
That.
Was your husband in law enforcement before you were married, or did it happen while you guys were married?
Well, actually, he was a dispatcher turned police officer. We were married 2 days before he went to the academy.
Oh, wow.
So when we first met, he was a news reporter.
Oh, he's had a varied background.
Right.
So obviously then you had a chance to kind of plan together and talk about what it would be like for him to become a police officer.
Yes, we did.
And you were involved in that decision. What was that discussion like? That's a little different than the average marriage and, making major decisions.
That's correct. I just told him, I said, if that makes you happy, then that makes me happy, and, I'll support you whichever way you decide.
And now that he's been doing this, do you mind sharing a little bit about what his job assignment is?
Right now he's a police officer 3. He was in the detectives for about 3 years as the crime scene technician and detective, working all the major crimes, murders, and taking pictures and handling all the evidence, and then he wanted to go back to the street. So he's been back on the street for probably 2 years now.
Okay. What shift does he work?
Well, actually, they rotate every 28 days.
Oh.
So it's a rotating schedule of days, evenings, and then midnights.
Wow. I almost went to work for a department that did that, but one of the reasons I chose not to was I really didn't think, even when I was in my 20s, that my body could handle that. I'm assuming that adds some extra stress trying to plan life months in advance.
Well, it's not too bad now that it's just him and I at home.
Right.
And if we had little kids, like some of the other police wives have said, they feel like they're raising their kids by themselves at times.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things I've noticed about rotating shifts like that is that it really tends to mess up your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I can understand why the spouse would feel a little bit left alone because people are then generally either working or sleeping, and there's not a whole lot of time in between.
That's correct, yes. But, like you said, I've been at this for quite a while, 11, 12 years. And it's just something you get used to. It's kind of hard at first, but if you get hobbies or, keep busy and active, then you won't have a chance to get bored.
Yeah. Does your husband share with you what's going on at work, or does he keep that to himself?
No, he'll usually tell me, the general things that are going on, any cases that he has been on or any, major things that are going on in the department, but he doesn't sit there and talk about every little thing, but yeah, we do at dinner time. You know, if he is on days or whatever, we'll talk about it.
I would assume after 12 years of marriage, 11 years of marriage, that you can tell when he's carrying some stress with him. How do you feel your role is in supporting him with that?
Well, I think by just listening to him, if he wants to talk, I mean, I don't sit there and say, well, what else happened? What else happened?
Right.
You know, if he wants to talk about it, that's fine. I'm there to listen. But, he, you know, he has hobbies of his own that keeps him stress-free sometimes.
Mm-hmm. If you had to do it all over again, would you marry a police officer?
I definitely would.
I think
my husband.
I mean, I'm kind of force-feeding that question because I'm certainly biased. But mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of people out there listening that may not be in a police marriage yet, and they may be making some decisions based on what you and I talk about. So I think it's important mm-hmm. to, you know, get to the nitty gritty and let people know what's really happening. And I'm glad to hear you say that.
Well, that's just my perspective. You know, there's some that just can't deal with it, that, you know, their marriage didn't last because of the schedules and them never being home. You know, so it's hard on, especially with young children.
Yeah. Well, I was married. I was married for 6 years. I had a relationship that lasted 10 years in the midst of my 23-year career. And I'm certain that my work and the behavior that I brought home from work contributed to that divorce. So it is a tough thing to be married to a police officer. And I am always thrilled to hear about people that can do it successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are a lot of people out there that struggle with it, and I hope that some of the things that we share maybe can help them, because I wouldn't wish a divorce on anyone. And, you know, it's tough to be a cop, but it's even tougher to be in a successful marriage, and the two together are very challenging. So I commend you and your husband, and I appreciate you sharing your thoughts today.
Thank you.
Hopefully some of the things we can offer the audience will help them be successful in their relationships as well.
Yeah, if I can just say one thing.
Sure.
They can always go to our website, nationalpolicewivesassociation.org.
Right.
And if they feel like they need some help or if they're lonely, just need friendship, they can come there anytime. And there's always somebody there that will, you know, help them get over the hump.
Well, that's good. You know, I was going to ask, in fact, can you go into a little more detail and tell us a little bit about the organization and what drew you to it and you know, what services the group offers?
Sure. I've been a member, I think it'll be 5 years in July, on July 4th, actually. I know my husband was working that day whenever I went to that site, and I really don't have any idea why I went there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I think I ran across it by searching something else, and I found this, and it's like I've been hooked ever since. And I became a moderator about a year and a half or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful though. I mean, I've met some lifelong friends on there that I've never met in person.
Mm-hmm.
I just know them on the site. But our a little bit about our program is we are there just for friendship. If somebody has, you know, any questions about, you know, being a police wife or anything, we're there for them to ask questions. Or if they just want to vent about something, you know, we'll sit there and listen to them, and we won't, you know, there's not drama on our website like there is on some other websites. And we just try to be there for every person that comes there to our site.
I notice the board members have their email addresses on there. Is that what you're suggesting, that somebody could come on there and send you an email?
Sure. Yeah, they could. We have a PM, which, you know, they can just message us here on the site.
Mm-hmm.
Or every moderator and administrator has their email right under their signature line if they, you know, when they post messages.
Right.
So they can reach any of us anytime.
Okay. And I just want to confirm that's nationalpolicewivesassociation.org.
Yes.
Great. I asked you this before we went online. Are you involved in any other groups, or do you have any other support mechanisms for you as a police wife?
No, I don't have any other police-related sites. I do have one of my best friends came on to the site, signed up on her own last year, and her husband happens to work with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know her before this, and we have lunch every week, once a week. And, you know, it's just been the – she just seems more like of a sister to me than anything. And we didn't even know each other before she came on the site. So, you know, I'm just thankful for all the friends I have on the site, and it's just – it's just wonderful. I mean, it's just like family.
I didn't ask you earlier, do you work outside of the home?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you have a lot of other things pulling for your attention as well.
I sure do. I work full time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I didn't really ask, I think you and I connected through one of the social media networks, probably Twitter, but I'm involved with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Are you involved in a lot of social media kind of interaction with other police wives?
Yeah, we are also on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace.
Okay.
So we can, if they do a search there, they can find us that way also.
Okay.
And we've had members come to our site from those networks, so that's
okay.
Been a really good thing for us.
Good. All right. Tell me a little bit about your husband's job. What scares you about the job? What goes through your mind every time he goes out the door?
Well, I think I'm a little different than a lot of police wives, and I don't want to just say this just to be saying it, but it doesn't really scare me when he walks out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't stress about it. My mom was a really bad worrier, and I just vowed not to be like that, so...
Oh.
You know, I just kiss him and tell him to stay safe and I'll see you tonight or whatever. And I don't stress over it like some women do. I mean, the minute they walk out the door, it's like they're all freaked out until they, you know, come home at night. And I just don't do that.
Do you have a scanner?
Yes.
And is that something that's on in the house, whether he's home or not? Or is that just for when you know something's going on, you turn it on?
Well, I used to have it on all the time, but anymore, if he's at work and I'm home in the evenings, I'll probably turn it on,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have it on as much as I used to.
I'm assuming when you're listening, you can probably identify everybody's voice, whether it be a dispatcher or the other officers.
Yeah.
I would assume if your department's anything like mine was, it is one big family, and you probably can identify with all the people on the other end of the radio.
Well, there's a lot of young officers that I don't really know because they just started, and my husband and I both work at the same city, so I do get more familiar with some of them than I, you know. But the new ones I'm not real familiar with yet.
Yeah, well, I think every agency's going through that.
Yeah,
it's the kind of industry that turns over pretty regularly, and there are always a lot of new fresh faces there. And I think one of our challenges is to reach out to them. Does your department do any kind of orientation for spouses when somebody gets hired? Or are you involved in that at all?
No, they've never done that, but that's an excellent idea. And what I did a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
since he and I work both at the same city, and I, you know, they have all the officers have emails. And so what I did was send an email out to all of the police officers asking them, you know, if they would be interested in joining our site, you know, become members of our site. And I got 6 people.
Oh,
so
good.
I thought that was really good,
yeah.
A really good start.
And
then we may have, down the road, have a local chapter of the NPWA.
Uh-huh. Well, I was going to go back to, I don't know much about it. My agency used to do an orientation for spouses. It was one of the things that kind of came and went a couple of times in my career.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a voluntary thing organized by a combination of a couple of the police officers and their spouses. And they just sort of did an informal welcome and orientation for people that had just gotten hired. They made it available to them. And I know some agencies also do it for prospective candidates where they'll talk a little bit about, you know, issues just like you and I are talking about. So if that's something you guys ever decide to start, please, by all means, get a hold of me, and we'll talk about that, too. Because
that'd be great.
I think it's
a good
idea. I know
some of the
idea.
Larger departments from the ladies on the site have said that they've attended this either before the academy started or after they graduate or whatever, but it sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah. I know that when I was married, the only way my wife really got to know other spouses or even the people I worked with was when we would socialize, and that, you know, it depends on the officer whether they socialize very much with people in their department or not, but there was no formal way to do it at that time, and I, you know, prior to that and even sometime after that, I know that we did some sort of an orientation, so it sounds like a good idea and maybe something your agency or anybody listening might want to consider.
Yeah, sounds great.
We were just talking about the National Police Wives Association, and you said something that sparked a thought. It seems like the organization is fairly virtual because it's pretty much an online community. Do you guys ever get together for conferences or meetings?
Well, it's funny you mention that. We are going to have our first ever national convention, April 23rd through the 25th, in Dallas, Texas. And this is open to all law enforcement wives nationwide.
Now, I have to ask, actually, I just caught myself. I'm assuming, is the organization gender-specific? Is it only for wives, or do you include police husbands
if the officer happens to be a woman? Yes, it's open to husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, family.
Okay, so it is for police spouses and their families, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think that's interesting. Congratulations on having your first conference.
Thank you.
I know what it's like to live now online and have kind of a virtual existence. And there are a lot of people that I deal with on a fairly regular basis that I've never met in person because we met online and we do business online and we, you know, talk frequently. And you know, with things like Skype, you can actually see each other, but we've never met in person. And it is an interesting I'm kind of an old guy. It is an interesting way to do things, but it sounds like your organization is doing it pretty successfully.
Yes, we even have members from Canada, New Zealand, London, just all over the world. And, you know, we welcome anyone.
Good. And I feel the same way. In my opinion, we are all one of the same family. And I, from my experience in traveling around the world, police officers I've met and their families in every country I've ever been to, we are all the same, and we have the same issues. You know, human challenges and human strife are the same wherever you happen to live. Some places it's worse than others.
Yeah.
But trying to have a family in the midst of all that is pretty much the same, and I would think you guys have found, just as I have, that police issues are pretty much the same in other countries as well.
Yes, it is. It's very similar.
One of the things that Cops Alive tries to do is help police officers survive the career, because I think it is my personal belief that the stress of the career really takes a toll on the people in law enforcement, and that's the reason that we have a very high suicide rate, we have a high divorce rate, we have a high alcoholism rate. We're kind of off the charts on a lot of things, including cancer. And so one of the things Cops Alive tries to focus on is ways that we can avoid those things, and in my words, so we can get to Ollie Ollie Oxenfree and live a happy life even beyond the job. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I'd love to ask you about is stress, and I'd like to know a little bit about how you deal with stress and also how your husband deals with stress, and I'm kind of curious if that's something that you guys do mutually or if it's something you kind of do separately, if you don't mind sharing.
Sure. Usually it's probably separately because he's interested. I mean, even when we watch TV, he's usually in another room watching his sci-fi channel or history channel. And so it's like, oh, that's not really my cup of tea, so I'll be watching something else. But he loves going to auctions, and he is currently restoring an old tractor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he likes doing that and buying tools and just generally guy stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking that's pretty much just a guy thing, not even a cop thing.
Right.
So it sounds like you guys use your hobbies as ways to keep your mind off of what may be going on at work.
Yes.
Anything else? You know, some people choose physical fitness. Some people meditate. You know, there are a lot of ways. Is it something you guys actually talk about, or is it just sort of, you know, you both know that stress is out there and you just sort of deal with it on your own?
Well, I think the way he deals with it is he goes out to his garage or his shop and just, you know, he's got a bunch of tools that he's bought in the past at auctions, and he'll clean them up, and he's made numerous toolbox kits for family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three things that he just loves to do, and that's playing with our three granddaughters. And he just absolutely is the best grandpa ever.
Yeah, I am just about there, but I suspect that the threshold between being a parent and then becoming a grandparent is that freeing opportunity where it becomes less stressful and more of a stress release when you've got grandkids.
That's right. You can send them home at night.
So. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if your agency or your community has anything to support officers that are under stress. I don't know whether you would know this, but a lot of agencies have an employee assistance program or a peer support network for the cops if they feel stressed from something. I don't know whether very many organizations have something for the spouses. Are you familiar with any of that?
Yes, our city does have the EAP program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's available to the officer's family in addition to the officer if that, you know, needs to be.
Okay. The way mine was structured is we would get so many free visits, and then it would be something covered by your health insurance. But they really promoted it as being something that is no cost, no stress. It's completely private, mm-hmm. and you can seek it out anytime you need to talk to somebody. Is that about the way yours works?
I believe so. I believe it's very similar to that.
Okay. All right. Well, the only reason I bring these things up is I certainly want people to identify with what we're saying, but also recognize that there are a lot of things out there and they need to check for their own resources. Every agency is going to be different. Certainly in different countries, they have different setups with health insurance and things, but every police agency I've ever visited has something there to support their team members when they get stressed. It's just a matter of convincing the cops and maybe their families that they need to take advantage of that before things get out of control. And I think one of the problems I've seen with cops, and I am just as guilty as any other, is that we think we can handle something and we keep ignoring it until it's out of proportion, and then, you know, it's maybe too late to deal with it. So one
exactly.
of the things that
yeah.
I want to be promoting through Cops Alive is that we have to find out what our resources are, that we have to take advantage of them. And even if we're not the ones that need them, I love what the airlines say about put your oxygen mask on first before you help anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that people like you who are already involved in the leadership of an organization will reach out to people and try to be proactive in getting help to those that need it before they even acknowledge sometimes on their own that they might need help.
Yes, I mean, I agree, I'm very interested in your organization also, and probably will be referring people to your website.
Thank you. Well, mm-hmm. you know, I'm learning like everybody else. The only thing that's different about me is that I may be a little further down the same road than other people. I
okay.
was just as stupid when I was in my 20s as most people I've met. I have made lots and lots of mistakes. And it took one of my friends who was a police officer and actually had gotten out of law enforcement to commit suicide before I kind of woke up and said, hey, you know, maybe there is something I can do to give back a little bit to the people around me because I love this profession and I love the people that dedicate their lives to helping others.
Mm-hmm.
But I also recognize that it is a terrible burden and one that we don't seem to really acknowledge until we get later in our lives. And I just think that anybody who dedicates themselves to law enforcement deserves better, and they do deserve a happy ollie ollie oxen free, that you're not just you know, dedicating your life while you're working, but you need to be able to finish the job and live happily ever after. And I've seen so many of my peers that don't do that. They die young. They die of all kinds of diseases that
mm-hmm.
probably brought on by the job. And I think we can do better, and so I'm trying to find resources to pass along that will help the people that have come after me do better.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for your offer. Any anything anyone can contribute, we would appreciate, because Cops Alive is meant to be a community, and we welcome contributions from anybody. So if you would like to write something for us, I would welcome that, and
okay.
and would welcome anybody else, too, because you have a perspective that I think is critical. And that's mm-hmm. the best part about a marriage, is that it is a support network, and it is two people, you know, it is one plus one being greater than two, in my opinion.
Well, I think one of the things we stress on there, and we've told everybody, is communication is a big part, especially when you don't get to see them like normal people. You know, like they don't have holidays off or,
right.
you know, weekends off usually like everybody else. And it's hard for other people to understand that.
Yeah.
Like, well, why can't he come at Christmas or whatever? But, you know, I think it's very hard for a police officer to go for help, too, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, the culture hasn't really adapted to that yet. I mean, I think we're making changes, but we are still from the macho, you know, we're the protector kind of culture, and that means that we're strong and we don't need help. And sometimes we're afraid to ask for help because then it seems like we're weak and maybe can't do our jobs any longer. And
that's right.
And that's nonsense exactly right. that we need to get past, but
mm-hmm.
it's still out there.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the things I want to ask you is, what is the best part about being married to a cop?
The best part? Well, I think if you have a loving, open, you know, relationship and everything, I don't know. I couldn't imagine being married to anybody else.
Hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, I really don't know. I mean, I've tried to think about that question and everything, and it's like, I've been doing this for so long that it just seems normal to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's not quite an answer, but, you know, I'm just really proud of him and, you know, and everything that he's done and the sacrifices that he makes, that I really wouldn't change it and do anything different.
Well, God bless you for that. I recognize that it is a tremendous sacrifice for anyone to dedicate their lives to law enforcement, and when they do, they're asking for a tremendous sacrifice from their spouses and their children and their family and their friends, and I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes people don't understand that, but
mm-hmm.
thank you for what you've done, and my thanks to your husband for his service as well.
Oh, thank you.
I would love to ask for some advice from you. If there's anything that you can offer to anybody who is thinking about marrying a police officer, I would welcome your input on things that you'd like to share with them that they need to think about, that they need to do, questions they ought to ask, things that they ought to understand before they step into that major commitment.
Sure. Well, I think that they really need to think about whether they can do things on their own. They need to be pretty much independent. And, you know, you're going to expect to be lonely at times because they're not always going to be there. So that's why we suggest hobbies a lot to our ladies that are on the forums, because you need mm-hmm. something to keep you busy. And also, they just need to come to our forum, NPWA, and join and become friends with everybody. And we'll be there any time that they need us. If they have any questions or so they need support, friendship, comfort, even a few laughs.
Yeah, cool. So the forum is like an online meeting place where you guys can exchange information and ask questions. And
yes, we actually have a chat, a live chat every Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a different subject. You know, we have them set, the subject set every month. And every week there's just a different subject that we talk about. And sometimes we ended up talking about something completely different. It just depends on what's going on at the time, if there's anything in the news that maybe people want to talk about.
And is that for members only, or how does somebody participate in that?
Well, it's for verified and supporting members.
Mm-hmm.
And if you join up, you're just a regular member. And you have to be there 30 days before you can become a verified or supporting member.
Mm-hmm.
And to chat, all they need to do to become a supporting member is just a $10 donation to our website. And, you know, after 30 days, they could, send in their information to become verified members. So that way it's we have an unverified and a verified section,
yeah.
And the verified section is much more secure. You don't have to worry about anybody looking at it. It's always been secure, and we've never had a breach in that, you know, on our site or anything. So it's much more, you know, open over there on the verified side. But either one of those, supporting or verified membership, and they can, you know, belong to the or come into the chat area.
Okay. That's an, you know, I think I might come and check that out myself, because Cops Alive is just about to launch a members-only side of the site, and mm-hmm. that is for the exact same reason. We want to make sure that those people that are participating are police officers and not, you know, looky-loos. And,
right.
And that's an interesting challenge for me as the web administrator, so I'm mm-hmm. going to come check that out if you don't mind.
Sure.
Is there any I meant to ask, is that online type chat, or is it audio, like phone line discussion, or how do you do that?
No, it's just completely online,
just,
you know, typing.
Like instant messaging?
Yes.
Okay. And I didn't mean to sidetrack you. Was there any other advice that you would give to any prospective spouses out there?
Well, I would say don't push, you know, push their husbands. If they're going through the academy, they're under enough stress. They just need to, you know, stand back, give them support, and don't push them to make doing a lot of things or making a lot of decisions or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to, you know, let them get through the academy. And usually I think, at least where my husband works, they're on a probation for a year before they, you know, get off probation. So during that first year, you're with an FTO for weeks, several weeks, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff you have to learn. And that's not the right time to be pushing to do a lot of things or buying a house or, you know, I would just say take it slow, take it day by day, and you'll all be fine.
Okay. I think that's good advice. We talked earlier, I think you kind of covered this, but how do you manage stress about your husband's job? When we were talking earlier, you mentioned that every time something happens in the city, people will call you and see to find out if you know anything more about what's going on. And, you know, I'm sure that most people know that when something happens in a community, somebody sees something on the news, they make a phone call, they start touching base with people. And sometimes if something's happened with the police department, that gets everybody's stress level higher. How do you handle that?
I talk to my best friend. She's on our site, the one I talked about earlier, that her husband works with my husband. And she also works at the sheriff's department. So she understands fully what it's like to be a wife and, you know, also working for a police agency. So
right.
We pretty much support each other through all this. And I have some other police wives, too, that, you know, that I can talk to. But me and her usually are the, you know, it's like yesterday or the day before. She goes, if somebody else asked me one more thing about such and such, I'm like, I know. So we understand what it's like, and, you know, it just gets old after a while when people keep asking you, what's going on here? What's going on there? And like, I don't know.
Yeah. We talked earlier about your kids that are now grown and they have kids of their own, but they were at home at some point when your husband was a working police officer. How did the kids handle that kind of relationship and that kind of stress?
I think the biggest thing is trying to keep them quiet whenever the husband's sleeping, like during the day. He'll be sleeping during the day, and it'll be a weekend, and they'll be off school.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the biggest challenges. And, you know, normal teenage stuff goes on, and, you know, we survived it. Sometimes it was hard, but, you know, you just have to take it day by day.
Did the kids ever ask much about the job? Were they curious, or did they tune that out?
I think my son, he was smaller. He was six and my husband and I got together. I think he did for a while until he got towards being a teenager. Then, you know, it's like he didn't want anything to do with it. He, you know, he knew what his stepdad did, and, you know, they weren't, neither one were really curious. My daughter was always trying to turn on the lights and siren when she still would. She's 28. But, you know, they really didn't ask a lot of questions, and I did pose this question to a couple other police wives, and one of them said that their daughter recognizes their daddy's voice on the scanner. She's 2 years old, and she'll recognize his voice. Oh, that's Daddy. And mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of cute that she recognized her daddy's voice on the scanner.
Cute. I need to ask you about, you know, some of the sadder parts of the job, too. Earlier, you and I were talking about the COPS organization, Concerns of Police Survivors.
Yes.
Have you ever attended a police funeral, and what kind of thoughts did that bring up in your mind?
No, I've never attended a police funeral. I did watch the Oakland and Seattle officers' funerals online,
yeah,
which was very difficult, and I couldn't imagine being there in person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it'd be even more sad to be in person.
It is.
That was enough just to tear you apart. That's why COPS is such a good organization to have in some situations like this.
Yeah. I think you said that either there was a chapter near you, or I don't remember whether you said you were making a liaison between your organization and their organization.
Well, it's the actual, it's where Susie Sawyer is located mm-hmm. in Missouri.
Yep.
I live not too far away from that, and I went and visited her for the first time about 3 months ago. And I'm actually going to be attending training in St. Peter's, Missouri, mm-hmm. on the traumas of law enforcement.
That's outstanding.
And it's going to be in March, and I'm really excited about that.
I attended that training last year, and it was some of the best training I've ever had. And for those people listening, COPS sponsors a training called Traumas in Law Enforcement, and it's free. It's federally funded, I believe, and you need to go there. It is some amazing training put on by some fabulous people. And I just met Susie a couple of months ago here in Denver at the International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference, and she is one of the coolest people I have ever met. So I have nothing but high praise for the COPS organization and all the things that they're doing for police survivors. I think when you and I were chatting before, you said that your department has not had a line of duty death, but there has been one near you.
Yes.
How did that manifest in the law enforcement community? Was that something you were involved in or just heard about?
I wasn't involved in it. My husband knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and she was on a traffic stop whenever it happened, and she lived a month before she passed away. And he went to the funeral, and, it was just really sad because it was even more so because it was close to home.
Yeah.
And, it was really nice. So I think a lot of the police officers where my husband works went to the funeral or went and actually worked the streets of this particular town, mm-hmm. so the other officers that lived there could go to the funeral.
Yeah.
So that was one way that they were able to help them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, line of duty death is one of those inevitabilities that everybody needs to consider before, taking the oath and putting on a badge. Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of ramification that their family and friends need to absorb as well, and I want to commend you for being involved in the National Police Wives Association, because for all the great things that COPS is doing for survivors, I hope, one of the best ways to help people make it through that horrible time, it's only a very small percentage of our police population that ever have to make that sacrifice. But I hope that by building networks long before they're needed, we can do a better job of taking care of our police family. And I think your organization is one that certainly is laying some groundwork for that. So I commend you for that.
Thank you.
I also think that, COPS just does some tremendous things. But I'm involved in our local COPS organization just as much as I can, and am involved in our police memorial locally. Excuse me. But, every time I'm involved in that, I think, my God, we need to be doing more now for the people that are living, because we need to do everything we can to keep these things from happening.
That's right, yeah.
And by all means, I don't want to be minimizing the survivors, because I fully understand what they have to go through when they've made that sacrifice. And part of that is that they lose their police family, maybe, and some mm-hmm. of the connections that are there. And And I think we all need to bond together as a law enforcement community, no matter what we do, in making ourselves stronger and helping those that need help. And again, it gets back to when you're in a position where you can help others, let's do that now and invest in the future. So I want to thank you for sharing. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the website or the organization or how to get involved?
Well, if they'd like to go to our website, nationalpolicewivesassociation.org, and I have a real original username, Linda, so they'll be able to find me pretty easy.
Okay.
And anybody that wants to join, it's free to join. You don't have to pay anything to just, you know, sign up to our website. And I would like to say a big thank you to our main administrator, Teresa. She is the biggest link in this whole thing of keeping our forums together, and I wanted to thank her, too.
Good job. And I'll thank you, too, Teresa. And I think you also said that they can search for NPWA on Twitter and Facebook.
Twitter and Facebook and MySpace.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you very much for being our guest. I want to thank you for what you're doing for our police community and your family and your husband and also your service to your community as well. And remind everybody that the mission of Cops Alive is to save the lives of those people who save lives. And being in law enforcement can take a terrible toll on people in a lot of ways, and line of duty death is one of those, but there are an awful lot of other things that the stresses of the job breed, and I think we all need to be working together to make all of us as happy, healthy, and successful as we can be so that we can survive the job, so that we can do the best job for our community while we're working, and then enjoy our lives beyond the job, whatever that means. And obviously NPWA is one way that you can get involved, and I encourage you to do that. Linda, thank you for being our guest, and this
You're
is John
welcome.
Marks. I wish all of you a safe day, and let's stay safe out there.